The rules on legal marijuana sales in the state are still murky as House and Senate lawmakers continue to discuss how to rewrite the marijuana law passed by voters in November. The House and Senate disagree on several issues, including the tax rate on pot sales and if individual communities can ban pot shops without asking residents. Today, House members meet to work on the plan, among them State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke, who is a member of the House Committee on Marijuana Policy and who joins us now. Good morning, Representative, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, good morning. Great to be here.
Let me ask you, given what happened last week, what do you expect to happen this week from the revised House bill on this issue?
Well, I think at this point, the executive committee this afternoon, the bill will once again move out of committee. I think even those people who have concerns respect the process and want to get the bill to a position where we can offer amendments. So I do see it moving out of committee today. The House version, we know the Senate version has also been released on the Senate side. So I believe that we'll be on schedule to debate it this Wednesday.
Can you support this plan in its current form?
Actually, I can't. There's the big issues that, you know, are making the headlines, the tax rate, the local control law issue, and of course, you know, a lot of us want to talk about the expungement or the criminal record stuff. But additionally, when you get into the details of this, it's sort of the overreach and the power that the new CCC, the Cannabis Control Commission, has, much different than, say, the ABCC, the Alcohol and Beverage Control Commission.
Are you concerned that the new rules are going to make it harder for people to find marijuana and use it, despite the fact that citizens legalized recreational use of marijuana?
Yes and no. I mean, the interesting part is no, because the thing is, people already smoke and use marijuana products. The idea that this bill was never that more people are going to start using marijuana. The idea was to make the product that people are using safe and legal and, of course, then taxed for the state. So the big concern about it is going to be that I've talked to businesses that are saying, you know, with that kind of tax rate, that kind of restrictions on who I can hire, you know, the inability to hire people with any kind of criminal past, knowing that my competitors are not going to be harmed at all, the black market, if you will, how am I going to make money, right? So those companies who want to actually establish are starting to wonder, is it going to be profitable in Massachusetts?
Senator Patricia Jaylen criticized the House bill, saying the overhaul will encourage the illicit market for marijuana. Sounds like you have the same concern.
I definitely have the same concerns. I think that, you know, there was a number of things. If the point of this bill, again, and the ballot question was to dampen the black market, make it safer, that's not what we're doing. We're putting those kind of restrictions on that are going to make it harder for people to access it. And we've already seen it being harder to access in the medical realm. I mean, we have people come into our hearings who have their medical records, who have their medical card, many of them veterans who have been weaning off opioids, but not being able to even buy the product that they needed.
Let me ask you one last question about the tax rate. The Senate version of the plan keeps the tax rate at 12% on marijuana sales. The House version has it at 28%. Where are you on that?
I was comfortable. I met with the speaker, I met with the chairman. I was comfortable with the tax rate a little bit higher than the ballot question. I thought 15-16% would have been okay, I think, giving a little bit more to local municipalities. Again, we're not sure how much the cost of implementation is really going to be, right? Host agreements are going to be available for municipalities and cities and towns to offset some of the expenses they incur. But I think a little bit more on the local would have been good, and maybe a little bit higher just to make sure everything's covered, if you will. The point of keeping it low is to dampen the black market, and in 3 years, we can readdress the tax rate.
Given the differences between the House and Senate version of these bills, do you think quick compromise is possible, or is this going to get drawn out even longer?
Maybe we'll find common ground, but I think it's going to be a tough 2 or 3 weeks to get it done, definitely by July 1st.
Representative Aaron Vega, member of the House Committee on Marijuana Policy, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Anytime. Have a great day.